One man who loves a picnic and he's been finding us plenty of winners lately is Mick Floyd. How are you, Mick?
Very well, thank you, Michael. It's been a big week, of course, and plenty of big racing to come again.
Always big racing in the world of greyhounds. How did your selection go last week? Just remind me, because, gee, we had some good performances.
We did, yeah. No luck last week, unfortunately. The Horsham Cup, we had Blue Striker as a good each-way chance. He just never really got into the race. Had a little bit of trouble at the first turn and wasn't a contender, but full marks to the winner, Orson Allen. He was just brilliant. Mm. We talk about him a lot on this show. And for mine right now, he is the best chaser in the country, certainly the best sprinter anyway. He's now won two country cups. He yet to come from behind to win in the Horsham Cup and beat a very good field, and he did that despite finding a little bit of trouble and broke the track record to So, look, he's an absolute flying machine. He'll head over to the Perth Cup now. Still looking for that Group 1 win, and that'll really round out his resume. But he's an outstanding chaser. And full marks to Corey Grenfell, who wasn't able to make it at the track. He was at a Bucks party for James Shaw, who got married yesterday. But I'm sure that him and the boys would have settled into a bar somewhere and enjoyed the win.
No doubt about that. You mentioned the Perth Cup. It's good prize money. $150,000 to the winner.
Yeah, it's one of the good races, real good races on the calendar. At one stage there, it was one of the richest in the country. It's been bypassed a little bit now, but $150,000 for the winner is it's certainly nothing to be sneezed at. And it's attracted a field, a quality of the heat, befitting a race of that status. There are some really, really top chasers over there. The Victorians, of course, have gone across in numbers. Greyhounds, the likes of Miss Splendor Miro, not available. Dinah Paddy, the Australian Cup winner who won a Perth Cup prelude last week in brilliant fashion. Got her work cut out for her in the heat, though. She's come up with box number 5, but a few of the other headliners to look out for. West Don Augie, who was named the West Australian Greyhound of the Year at a function over the weekend, of course, won the Nationals here at Sandown Park last year. Hasten Slowly set it across, who was named the Queensland Greyhound of the Year at a function over the weekend as well. Hecton Bale and Quick Jagger, who's been a bit of a forgotten greyhound. He's one of the real headliners around the country at one stage there. He'll line up in the fifth heat as well. But a fantastic series ahead of us there. A couple of notable admissions, though. Black Opium didn't make the trip across. She was all but confirmed. In fact, she was nominated. They had to withdraw the nomination. She hurt her toe the other day. Nothing serious, but enough to keep her off the plane to Perth. And Poke the Bear, who we thought might have been a chance after that confidence-boosting win last Thursday night at Sandown Park, didn't make the trip over as well. He'll line up at the Meadows on Saturday night. But despite those two not heading across, they're going to be outstanding races on Saturday. And, of course, the Galaxy Heats are on as well with the likes of Tornado Tears, who broke the 600-metre track record in an exhibition trial after the first race on Saturday night. He looks like he's got another Group 1 at his beckoning. He was a little unlucky in the Superstayers at the Meadows last time around, but the quality isn't quite there this time around over in the Galaxy, and he looks very, very hard to beat. He's probably an odds on. I haven't seen the all-in market at this stage, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him around the $1.40, $1.50 mark, and deservedly so.
Well, he's certainly been in ripping form, and that's really bad news with Black Opium. Very unlucky, because he is one of the most promising greyhounds in Australia as well. All right, let's try and find a winner, because we need to get some cash. So much good racing all around Australia. Where are we going, Mick?
Yeah, well, we'll have a look at Sandown Park tonight. There's a couple of short chances that should win. You know, Fabio, race 7, number 1. He was a place getter in the Richmond Derby at Group 2 level last time around. He comes back to Sandown Park, has one of the biggest motors you'll see in a greyhound. He's a little tardy out of the boxes, but, when he lets go, he is as good as any. He comes around in race 7, number 1 over the 5.95. He should get the nice run through, and expecting to run some time too if he does get that clear run. He will be a little bit short, as will Crimson Vixen in the third race, race 3, number 1. They should both the winners. Looking for a bit more value. Race 5, number 1, Dinah Harper. She's better than when her form reads. She's got a 29.42 best at the track. That was set in the Melbourne Cup heat from this box. It was the last time she's drawn the red. So this isn't the deepest field she'll face. Aston Vanquish will be the favourite, but is a little tardy early and has drawn box 5. So if you're looking for a bit of value, race 5, number 1, Dinah Harper tonight at Sandown Park.
All right, we're going all the reds tonight. Race 3 into race 7, the two shorties, and race 5, number 1. A bit of value. Good on you, Mick. Good luck with the weekend. We'll chat next week.
Will do. Thank you very much.